Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Carl, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you the reason I called, a couple of reasons. Those are, first of all, I got a call from Raphael. And he was talking about marketing, and of course, then he asked me for more money. I said, "Do not ask me for more money." Okay? I said, "If you guys are as good as you've been telling me, then I ought to sell enough books in the first month of release to be able to then give you enough money to market more."
Sure.
It's as simple as that. Either that, or you decide to take 5% off the top of my books and you pay for it, right? If it's that way. So, and I will tell you, he was a fine man to talk to. However, he did two things that really made me upset. As you know, I've worked in the highest echelons of American industry. And he kept reminding me and saying, well, I am Steve's superior, and I am, above him in the organization. And I said, first of all, I'm not sure he is. Okay? He may have a different job. And secondly, why in the world did he feel it was necessary to tell me that? Okay?
I
I
got
mean, Samantha, actually, Samantha, who I like, did that with Alex Wood. She said, oh, well, I'm Alex's boss. And I said, well, I was told Alex was the president of his group. Oh, yes, but I'm his superior. And I said, why would you even bother? Why do you think it's necessary to tell me that? You're not going to impress me with your job title. I've been around too long.
Obviously, it has nothing to do with you.
So that's just a piece of information to pass on to Raphael. Do not brag about your position in the organization. That'll turn people off in a heartbeat. Okay?
I got your point.
Doesn't impress me. Okay. So I wanted to tell you that, and I appreciate his effort, but as I told you, there is no more money. I've overspent. I've borrowed from my retirement to do this. Okay? That means that if it doesn't sell, I'm poorer. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, this is a serious issue, and that is I just got a letter from Amazon Distribution Program. Okay? Are you familiar with this?
Nope.
Oh, and it
Like you
came
have
from.
received for on your email address?
Yes. Yes. And was addressed to me and to Daniel Evergreen, Amazon Kindle Book Publishing.com. So I tend to believe it's legitimate because the address is Amazon Kindle Book Publishing. But anyway, it says that I'm the author of Out of the Fog, Dysfunctional Family, and Critical Point. And it says we're expanding our program for authors to distribute books across the U.S., Europe, and the U.K. The program is intensive distribution. Intensive distribution is a strategy used in marketing and distribution to make the product available as many outlets as possible. I'm passing through. I'm not going to read you all the words. You don't want that. But it says partnered bookstores in the U.K., and it mentions Waterstones, W.H. Smith, Boyle's, Blackwell's, Amazon partnered stores in the U.S., Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Powell, Strand's, Half Price Books. And it just says we want to make these books available in these independent and chain bookstores, etc., to increase your chances of book sales. Okay, that's great. My guess is he's also going to ask me for money. And I don't know. I just wondered if you knew about this program
Yeah, up
and
to my knowledge, there is a distribution program, but I don't think like Amazon does that. So I can have a look at it if you can share the email with me.
I will. The question is, and you know this, you've been straight with me, so I've really, how do I put this? I've really hedged my bets with you, Steve, mm-hmm. by telling you and showing you things, even though I think, for instance, it's possible this is a scam. Somebody trying to, sell me a program that isn't legitimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
I totally got
so
your point.
I'm going, okay, hold on. I'm forwarding it to Steve Wilson at Penguin Books. And I'm not going to say a lot. I don't need to. I'll just say below is the email I received within the past hour, Carl. Okay? So
right.
I'm sending that to you now. And a person called me. His name was Steve Sanders. Okay.
Mhm. And he says that he's calling you from Amazon Kindle.
He does.
All right. No, Carl, that is surely going to be a scam because Amazon does not offer these distribution programs. These are separate distribution programs that also like kind of a marketing process, but it has nothing to do with Amazon directly.
Oh, really? So, but they want me to think it does.
It's not.
No, but I think the person who called me, he wants me to believe it's through Amazon. Correct?
Just a minute. I just got the email here. Let me check.
Sure. Go ahead and read it. I really value your advice. And he told me to call him back and gave me his phone number. And it's, how do I put it? You know, sometimes it's too good to be true, and if it sounds mm-hmm. too good to be true, it is, right? In other words, somebody says, we want to put your books in all of these bookstores. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact because my friends who are managers with Barnes & Noble, who I've talked to, and they know me, and they won't buy my book yet because they said, we don't buy books print on demand. And we don't buy them unless you're with you've got an LCCN and you're with a legitimate publisher, right?
Yep,
so maybe
that's right.
Now with your imprint, maybe they will buy some, but that's what I'm hoping for. But then this says they place these books in those stores. I find that sort of too good to be true.
Mm-hmm. I got your point, but as I told you that it has nothing to do with the Amazon because Amazon does not do that. It's not related to them. It's a different service which different companies offer for the distribution of the books.
But why wouldn't they use their own email address? Why would they try to get me to believe they're Amazon, right?
Yep, exactly.
That's where it makes me feel like it's a scam. And anybody could go on to Amazon Kindle and see those three books under my name, right?
Yep, exactly. That's right.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I will probably not call them back and see if they call me trying to sell, right?
Sure.
You know, it'd be interesting to see who they are and what they're doing, but I don't believe it. Thank you. I appreciate because if you said, oh, this is good, call them up. You might like what they can do. The answer would be different. So thank you for your input. All right.
Carl, I'm always here to help you out.
All right. Well, you know, we're working toward it. I guess I've got to, you'll send me the rest of Dysfunctional Family, and we'll get that proofread.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we'll get her done. All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve.
No worries. And, Carl, one more thing. I will be sharing with you the social media marketing of questionnaires.
Oh,
there are two different questionnaires.
Good, yes.
So kindly fill them out.
Super.
We can also start the marketing process as we are about to relaunch the third book.
Terrific. Thank you.
All right, then.
I appreciate it. All right. No, this is good. Thank you.
Perfect. All right, Kel. Thank you so much for your time. Take care of yourself.
You bet. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.